Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ausmade. It's Maddie Garwood and country music superstar Shana Bircher. She has got a brand new one with Backwoods Town. This is the title track from her sophomore album, which is coming out early 2021. We're going to catch up with her now and find out all about it. Thanks for joining us, Shana, here on Ausmade.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. You're doing some amazing things, not only in your personal life, but also through the amazing scene. Tell us a little bit about how Backwoods Town came about.
Yeah, so I wrote this one with Bill Chambers over at his place a couple of years ago, and we were just sitting around having a chat about what it's like to live and grow up in a small town. I'm from and based in Broken Hill, and he's from a small town down in South Australia, and yeah, we were just sort of having a chat about, you know, what it's like to live somewhere where everyone knows everyone and everyone knows everyone's business. And yeah, the song just came from there.
Absolutely. I think that's something that everyone in any regional area can kind of understand and relate to. Was there any specific story that spurred this that you can relate to in your own personal life?
It was just a really fun, made up song. Like, it was just, I think we drew on things we've heard and known about, but nothing actually specific. And yeah, we just had fun with it. It was never meant to be a serious song, not as heavy as some other songs. Yeah.
And it's going to be the title track from your upcoming album for next year. What kind of amount of work have you put into getting it going?
It's been a long process. I'm getting really impatient now. We flew to Nashville last year and recorded the album. The original plan was to release it early this year, but then obviously COVID hit, so I'd pushed it back a bit. And yeah, this just felt like the right time to release the first single and get the ball rolling.
So this is going to be like your first full length since you graduated from CMAA, Academy of Country Music.
Yep.
There might be some people out there, Shana, that don't know that there actually is an Academy of Country Music. Tell us a little bit about your experiences there and how you got involved with it.
It's a thing that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things that I just always really wanted to do, but never really had the confidence to, I guess.
Sure.
2016 was just that year that I just went, no, I'm going to do it. And I applied, because you've got to apply, you got to go through a bit of a process, and it was just the most amazing experience. It was everything and more that I thought it would be. You know, being from Broken Hill, I've not done a lot of co-writing. I just sat by myself and wrote all my songs, and I never knew anyone that wrote songs either. So to be around such like-minded people was just an amazing experience, and yeah, to learn everything from songwriting to the business side, it was just incredible.
And you've been around some incredible people as well, Shana. You've done some opening acts and being on stage with like Catherine Britt and Bill Chambers and Fanny Lumsden. What did you have planned that you've had to kind of move around a bit throughout this year and into next with the release of the album?
My album was a huge thing to
sort of put on the back burner.
That was more my focus this year, and you know, I could have released it, but I just want to get out and play it to people and do a few gigs around the place, and I couldn't do that this year.
Yeah, well, you'll have a whole heap of songs and everything to play with the album, as you can do when it comes into 2021 as well anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, awesome. Well, we're looking forward to that. We're going to give people a little bit of a sneak peek of what's to come and play your brand new one. Shana, would you like to introduce it for me?
Yeah, sure. You're listening to Backwoods Town by Shana Bircher.
Awesome, doll. Thanks very much for joining us here on Ausmade.
Thanks for having me.